It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So yesterday we had history.
Yes.
Today we have art.
All right.
It's time for the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum's Naturally Diverse Arkansas.
Okay.
Their showcase exhibit, which took a sabbatical 1 year.
I think you're right, yes.
While they were building the new museum.
In the transition.
Moving.
There.
And it will be open through September 1st. There is an $8 charge, $6 for students and senior citizens, but no admission charge in July or August.
Oh.
Well, so how fun is that?
Yeah.
So you've got 32 days here.
Exactly.
Okay, you can plan that.
They want people to come and find out what's going on with them. First place, by the way, went to Carol Dickey of Eureka Springs for a watercolor and charcoal work called Tethered. Second place to Dee Dee Hutchison of Fort Smith for an oil on canvas mount magazine. And third place to Eureka Springs artist Ron Lutz's pinhole photograph Bluffs.
Okay.
We also have Art on the Creeks. That would be tomorrow from 1 to 8 at Village on the Creeks in Rogers. It benefits the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. And Friday at Crystal Bridges, a program called Intersection, Afrique Aya explores the sound suit.
All right.
How fun does that sound?
It sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
7:30 on Friday, and I believe it's free.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.